Abdul Wahab is in the kitchen of his new house. His wife Niza pours glasses of orange drink for him, their two children, and some friends. He's back from Dubai, and for the first time in 24 years, his visit is not just a few weeks of home leave. He and about 1,700 other dock workers at the Dubai Ports Authority were recently laid off. There was no warning, no chance to look for alternative employment. It all happened in one day. After his shift, they came and gave them the paper saying their job was over. There was no time to think. The workers' camp was surrounded by military, so they simply went back home. But coming back to India has been bittersweet for Abdul. He says tough choices lie ahead for them, as with many of those returning from Dubai. Abdul is considering selling his new house for a smaller one, using the profit to keep their two children in private schools. Still, Niza couldn't be happier that he's home. She says she hopes that he's back for good. She says working a government job and raising two children alone take a toll. Abdul is part of a reverse migration of tens of thousands of migrant workers from South Asia who've looked to the Gulf countries as a source of employment since the oil boom of the 1970s. The boom helped Dubai finance huge construction projects. Binod Kaudria, an economics professor, directs the International Migration and Diaspora Studies Project at Jawaharlal Nehru University in Delhi.
That triggered massive demand for overseas workers. That was a golden opportunity for the low-skilled, middle-level skilled people to find highly paid jobs.
Of the 6 million people who live in the United Arab Emirates, which includes Dubai, more than 5 million are foreign nationals, and more than 3 million of them are registered as unskilled foreign workers. Kaudria says most of those laborers come from India, and most of the Indians come from Kerala, where 1 in 6 workers is employed overseas. But with Dubai's once-soaring economy hit by a global downturn and many construction projects put on hold or abandoned, migrant workers are being shipped home by the plane load.
That psychology is on now that it's coming to an end. They have that sense, but they also are hopeful that the gravy train can find other routes. Europe is opening up. East Asia is opening up. Those are the avenues.
Kerala's economy is counting on it. People from Kerala working abroad send home about $5 billion a year. Their remittances boosted Kerala's economy by nearly 25%.
Welcome to Pravasalogam, the relevance of dates.
Rafiq Ravuthar is host of Migrants World. It's a TV show about Keralans working overseas. He says returning Indians complain that even in a rising India, salaries are way too low. Some have had to take their children out of private schools. But Rafiq has noticed something else.
Even after the recession, if they are coming back to Kerala, they will not do those kind of jobs they done in Dubai. They will not do it in Kerala.
Why not?
Because we have that much literate. They will not go before low, meager jobs.
Ravuthar says it's a pride thing. Any job in Dubai was seen as so prestigious that bride-seeking bachelors often added works in Dubai in their matrimonial ads. Now, with those jobs looking more tenuous, potential brides are not as impressed. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News in Kochi, India.